flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:34. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of your show. Lindsey Brown is back at the WCCO Radio studios, making sure that our guests get in and out of the phone line on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Al Shock is in the newsroom, bringing us the latest on news and information. And I am live in Woodbury at We Rock the Spectrum. It is an indoor playground for kids with autism. Today was the groundbreaking. They opened their doors for the first time. It is free today. They've got about 15 pizzas. So if you are out and about in the East Metro and you have a child on the spectrum and you are looking for something fun and free to do and a free lunch, this is the spot for you. They're going to be open until 5. They're on Wooddale Drive. We Rock the Spectrum. Woodbury.com is the website where you can get more information. And I'll be here until 3. So come on down, say hi, hang out. Let's have a good time together. Bring your kids with autism to meet my kids with autism, and we'll have a great afternoon. And one of the things as a small business owner that I make sure I do is partner with other small women-owned businesses. We are all we got. And if we don't work together, nobody is going to work with us. And so I make it my business, and I'm very intentional about giving my business to women-owned businesses, just like me, who are employing people, who are paying their taxes, who are feeding their families, who are helping the community by employing folks. And so when I came over here to We Rock the Spectrum and I saw those signs, I knew immediately that Gina from Image 360 Woodbury made those outdoor signs. And I was like, I got to get my girl on the show so we can talk about Image 360 Woodbury and how this money is cycling through the community as small businesses work together. Gina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Shaletta.
Now, talk to me about working with Josephine. Josephine is amazing. I came to know her a couple of years ago at a retreat for parents who have kids with autism. And she called you right away when she knew she was going to be opening a business, because like me, she's intentional about working with women who own small businesses.
Yeah, she did. What a great lady and what a great story. It's so much fun to see. We Rock the Spectrum open, and so much fun to see your kiddos in there today, too.
Yes, and you were putting up the signs, and talk to me about Image 360, because you do more than just signs, the graphics, and you know, when people look at my billboards or my logo or my T-shirts or tote bags, any of the things that I have that I put out, any marketing materials, you do and design all of that for me. I kind of tell y'all what I want. I may make like a rough sketch or whatever, but y'all have gotten to know me so well over the years that you kind of know what I want before I even ask for it. It is an amazing thing. And when I came up and saw the signs and the quality of the signs, I knew immediately. That was y'all. I knew that immediately. I was like, oh, that's Image 360. I know that work. I know that work anywhere.
Yeah, we do a lot of work around here, right? We do a lot of signage, graphics, whether they're on buildings, in buildings, floors, ceilings, vehicles. We do a lot of display work and a lot of custom storytelling, too. So if businesses have a need to tell a story, maybe it's how they got started or what's the history of the business or the organization, we'll design and produce customized things like that. So we just did a big project for Today's Harvest up in Maplewood. Their very new location is opening this next week, and we're going to get to go up and see it all put together. I mean, it's been all over our computers for a couple months
now.
So. Yeah, we do a lot of neat things like that, and it's all creative and it's all in the community, and so we love working with other community members too, just like you do.
And you know, folks have seen us in our family's RV, which we're selling, and I know you're sad about that. I'm still looking for a buyer. You were No, you can't sell the RV. Girl, them kids are going to get on the plane. They're not going to drive me crazy on no 21-hour trip. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. So we're selling the RV. So if anybody out there is looking for an RV to buy, y'all hit me up. But as people would see us going down the street, whether we were in Iowa or Kansas City or wherever, they knew it was us. I remember Neil Justin called me one time. He was like, are you on 35 heading south in Iowa? I'm like, how in the hell? And I forgot you made some amazing signs for us to put up to promote our children's books on there. Yeah. And so we would be at the gas station and people would just walk up to us and they'd be like, are you an author? You write children's books? I'm like, how do they know? Because I forgot they were on there. But all of those things, you know, as a small business owner, people often say to me, how does everybody know you? How does everybody know where you are? Oh my God, you're marketing and you're so successful. And I have to tell them, y'all have been the foundation for me. You have been on the forefront for me, whether it is creating the logos and graphics for my t-shirts or putting signs on the RV or making sure that I've got billboards and banners. I got a billboard right now at Huntington Bank Stadium at the Gophers games. It says ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Get your happy bag. And people are like, what in the hell is Shaletta doing? No, I didn't do that. I called Image 360 and I told them what I want and they sent it in. Talk to me about how important it is for small businesses, you know, because I'm going to just tell you, it's a sacrifice. Being a small business owner is really a faith walk because we don't know when we wake up from day to day who's going to call us, who's going to want to work with us, whether somebody's check is going to clear the bank or not, whether somebody is going to show up for work or not, whether that project is going to go through, whether that contract is going to get signed or they're going to renege on us. We don't know from day to day. And so it is a scary sacrifice to invest in marketing, to invest in signage, to invest in, you know, publishing stuff and putting your name out there because, you know, you can't really put your finger on that. Like if you buy 100 candles, you got 100 candles. If you buy 100 t-shirts to sell, you got 100 t-shirts. Billboards and signs and marketing and graphics and images and business cards and thank you cards. You can't really it's not tangible for a lot of people, but I see it in my own life, how making the sacrifice, spending the money and working with you has really tripled my business.
Oh, that's so sweet, Shaletta. I mean, we love what we do. And I got to say there's nobody we work with that works as hard as you do. I mean, you're out there all the time and doing what you need to do for your business and for your clients' businesses. And it's just really fun to see. I think the biggest and the most important thing for growing one of these small businesses is just putting in the time and being out there in the community. You can't sit behind a computer and just think it's going to happen. And if there's anyone who's a great example of that, it's definitely you. I mean, you're out there all the time and you can't be successful without it.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, when you're setting up booths and you're putting your table covers on there, you know, you can't be out there just by yourself naked. you know, you gotta have, you know, you gotta have your sandwich board, you gotta have your banners, you gotta have your table covers, you gotta have your postcards, you gotta have your business cards. All that stuff is so vitally important, so that as people are coming through, you know, at different events and pop-up shops, your table, your booth stands out. And we're gonna need somebody like you to help us. Talk to me about the importance of that, and having. For me, it's just having one extra thing up on the competition, or a leg up, or something to make me stand out. I always want to stand out. And when I do, I call y'all.
Well, I think it's the brand recognition, right? So it's how frequently do people see that brand? And, you know, in my head, I can see your logo constantly. I can see the red and the gold, yellow. It's just having that repeated presence. And then also, I think the other big part is the professionalism of it. If you show up somewhere and you don't have professional looking items, it's a reflection of the work that your business might do. And you may be fantastic, and you may not have a website, and you may not do social media or have business cards or, you know, a professional looking booth for a trade show. But if you don't represent yourself in a very professional way, it's going to reflect on you. And I think that, you know, our job is to try to help get businesses known. And there's so many different ways to do it at so many different price points. You don't have to spend $1 million to make yourself look very professional. But it's your image. It's the first thing people see and learn about you.
Yeah. And it's so important, because before, you know, I got to where I am today, you know, we were working and getting the word out there and getting the logos refined and defined and printed and the colors and changing and fixing it up and doing different things. And then I'd get somewhere and saw somebody had something nicer than me and came back and redid it. And so, you know, it's a moving, breathing, living project as you grow your business. Yep. And, you know, I remember I thought I was doing something, girl. I put the books on the RV and I'm driving to Texas and people are doing the QR code and scanning it, because we got the QR code on the poster board that was on the RV. And I get down to Texas and this man has his whole damn RV wrapped. Girl, I was so mad. Do you remember that? I was like, I got a big giant poster.
You called me. You're driving a house on wheels. And yes, I remember that call. I remember the social media tiles first. The first time we started working on your social media tiles, when you were starting your platform, getting those all up and running. And what a vision, Shalotta. And look at where it's gone today. It's amazing how far you've come.
But I can't go there without you. And that's why, you know, I tell small businesses all the time, you've got to invest in that marketing. You've got to lay that foundation, because there's no way in town that you're going to go, if you don't see my logo, you're not going to recognize who it is, what it is. And I'm that is because you were responsible in helping me to design that. So you got to tell people how they can get in touch with you at Image360 Woodbury. Well, girl, give them the website and everything.
All right. We're at Image360Woodbury.com, and our phone number is 651-444-8111. And we design, produce, and install any type of signage, graphic, branding, you name it, that any business or organization would need.
Well, I just appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for coming on the show, girl. I'll let you go because I know you got a lot of work to do, but I appreciate it.
All right. All right, ditto, Shalotta. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy the playground over there. Don't hurt yourself.
I will. I'm going to try not to. They said that swing can hold 500 pounds. I'm about to put it to the test. Y'all stick around. There's more to come.